This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good, right? Yummy. All right, so here we are at 7 after the hour celebrating fall. I must say, for the first time, I just noticed this as I was meandering. I don't usually meander any place, but walking from one room to another, upstairs, downstairs, and looking outside my studio windows, just capturing the first signs of fall, really, here.
Only now, in California. Just now?
Yeah, kind of. It's been a late fall, which I'm thankful for. The temperatures here where I am this week in the 50s at night, in the 70s during the day, which is great for getting caught up on some of the farm things that haven't been doable this season, at least so far. And then I'm looking at the orange colored, as I look out, the sun is just sort of coming up, and there's some great big maple trees out behind me, and they've just started to turn, and some of the leaves are falling off. But it's just, this is as you embrace it so well, Jay, is a beautiful time. The other colors now are sort of there later because we've had so much moisture in the air because it's still warm. As far as I'm concerned, it's A-okay with me.
we have the color changes, and they are just so vibrant. And I love when you are driving down a road where there really are no buildings around. It's just those trees.
Yeah.
And you get all of the different colors, not just the typical golds and oranges and reds, but you get some of those pinks or those really deep purples.
Yeah.
They are magnificent. Yeah. Plus, this is the gateway to winter. Yay!
Boo!
Woohoo!
Boo!
By boo, you mean woohoo. That's a W-H
boo.
In front of that.
Oh,
happy.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're mispronouncing it.
Yes, exactly. All right, so let's, as long as we're in Ohio where you are, talk about the abortion amendment. It's a hot topic there. And in essence, it's an election kind of a thing. Whether people understand abortion, or the anti-abortion groups, or the pro, whatever it is, reproductive rights, this is something that is, for outsiders, it looks at as kind of heavy-handed. So would you mind, I don't know whether you know more about it or not, just because you're in Ohio doesn't mean necessarily that you know more about it, but
yes.
This has been something that's going on. And Ohio is a strange kind of a conundrum because there's some very progressive parts of Ohio and there's some very, sort of
it's very
not
polarized.
In the middle. It's, it's very polar, good way. So, what's the scoop?
There are a lot of conversations going on around this where we had a special election the other month just to get this on the docket. And it was in the sense of not really getting this on the docket, but changing potentially how this vote could go, where it's always been the majority rules, the 51% to 49% rules, but it was going to be changed to a majority of the majority, which sounds good in theory, but at the same time, it means that even less people could stop something or block something. So it was to vote no if you were against that change and vote yes if you were for it. Well, this is kind of like flipped. So anyone who voted no before would want to vote yes this time. Anyone who voted yes last time would want to vote no this time. And so some people are worried about the confusion, but then there's also people who are against this are sending out a lot of different flyers with misinformation on it, saying that this abortion amendment is what it actually isn't. Some of the items are saying that you can do a late-term abortion or a partial birth abortion, which basically means, like, your baby's already being born and then they can kill it. And that doesn't exist. That is entirely illegal across the board. But, again, some people who may not know this and don't want to do their own research, another thing that is supposedly...
Most people don't want to do their own research. Most people are going to follow along just to, you know, follow along because, oh, there's somebody I respect. I'll do what he or she suggests.
Yeah. Right. I typically like what this person says. So if they say jump, I will ask how high, or I will say, how many times do you want me to jump?
Right.
And some of the other things are that some are stating that are against this are stating that this is also taking away parental rights if their child wants to change their gender with an actual procedure or medical getting medical help that they wouldn't need a parent's signature, and it is not the case. That is highly illegal for minors to seek medical care without the authorization of a parent or a guardian.
Don't you think that's right? I shouldn't put it that way. Do you think that it's right that an underage person, youngster, should get parental approval before going through anything like this, as serious or anything, any medical procedure?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm in agreement that even, like, anybody under the age of 18 needs their parental or a guardian to sign off on a tattoo, even.
Yes. Like, okay. Good. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, I am in that. But that's also not what this is saying. This amendment's not saying that, but that's some of the verbiage that's going around, where people who are truly against this are adding things that don't exist.
Yeah.
And
well, that's
people
always
who are
the
for
case.
This. Yeah. And people who are
trying
for
to
this
persuade
are,
people. Yeah.
Exactly. People who are for this are downgrading some of the issues that do exist in terms of some people use, we've talked about this many times, some people do use abortion as the primary form of birth control.
Yeah.
That's wrong. But but you can't put everybody in that same category regarding things. And there are medical procedures, the abortion procedure, it's a D&C. Sometimes you have to have that medically speaking, not just because you're choosing to abort the baby. I had a D&C and my baby was already dead, but my body wasn't getting the memo and passing it, so I had to have that procedure. And it's one of those things that some people say that you shouldn't have, that procedure should be banned entirely.
No. Some man is saying that.
No, there are a lot of women that feel this way too. Yeah.
Well, that's the position of ignorance.
And it really is one of those things of people can only see it one way. And people who are against this are seeing people as killing babies who are being born or people using it as a primary form of birth control. And there are so many other reasons for this. And then other people are seeing it as, you know, people can do this willy-nilly, and that shouldn't be the case either.
Okay, so you spent 6 minutes explaining this so well in a way that people, probably many people listening right now, hundreds if not thousands of people say, I didn't know that, or I didn't think of it that way. And the thing that's important about it, one of the many things, is that Ohio is the only state where voters will decide in the election next month whether abortion ought to be legal. And so there's a lot of discussion on radio programs certainly there.
And there are still rules and regulations around it. Like, if the fetus is viable, you cannot get an abortion. That is still very illegal, even if this passes.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's this emotion. And the thing that bugs me about it, well, there are many things about it that bug me, but one of them, I have strong feelings about the whole business of where life begins and what ought to be done. I'm not a proponent of abortion by any stretch of the imagination, but the other side of it is that I don't believe it's up to me to decide. It's up to the person who is carrying the baby. Hopefully it would be up to the person who impregnated the person who has the baby.
And the doctor.
Mm-hmm. And the doctor with an intelligent way of looking at this stuff so that there isn't stuff going on that is inhumane. Maybe
yeah.
That's the best.
And I have to say, personally speaking, when it comes to anybody who is in the camp of they want to save the babies, they don't want abortions because babies have a right to survive.
And you adopt them.
I want to hear more. Yeah, I want to hear more conversation on what happens to those babies after birth.
Yep.
I want to hear more about what we are doing in the foster care system and making it easier for people to adopt children, but also protecting those children from being adopted into abusive households.
Hmm. Man, there's such a lot of crapola going on, isn't there? When you get down to it. All right, that was a great overview. Thank you, Jay, for taking it, bringing it to light. It was on this date in 2004, Ashley Simpson got caught lip syncing on SNL. She was 19 at the time.
And then she did a hoedown.
She says, I made a complete fool of myself. This became, I don't know, I just saw this out of the corner of my eye. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember, frankly, what a big to-do. It was in the same league as Sinead O'Connor ripping up the Pope's picture on SNL. Mm-hmm. It registered with that quantity of focus. And I'm trying to remember why it, but I don't.
She was
I don't remember why
canceled.
It was a big deal. It was just
yeah.
a big deal.
And Ashley Simpson was not the first person to get caught lip syncing. We have seen time and time again people they forget that they're supposed to start singing or different missteps or whatever. And I think maybe it was so big because they straight up just played the wrong song. Like it was just straight out played the wrong song, and there was nothing she could do. So she did this weird like little hoedown move, and then just kind of like shrugged her shoulders and walked off the stage. Was she under more of a microscope because she's Jessica Simpson's little sister?
Maybe.
You better believe she never lip-synced again.
No. Where is she now? That would be the question. Where is Ashley Simpson these days? Still performing?
I believe she's still... She was acting and singing, and I think she's still doing something along the circuit. She is Diana Ross's daughter-in-law.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Was she related to Ashford and Simpson, that Simpson? There was a group in the 70s that did a lot of R&B soul music. I wonder if there's any relationship in there,
I
too.
Don't believe so. I think Jessica Simpson was the first musician
Simpson,
in that family.
In that family, okay. All right, got it. But anyway, there's a little bit of a snicker there remembering that stuff, for those of you who do. It's 18 after the hour now. This is Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. Social media time, focused on technology to a certain extent. What's trending that is not necessarily driven by personalities? I see the Supreme Court has blocked restrictions on the Biden administration effort to get platforms to remove social media posts. That's a lot of words. Okay, let's take that apart a little bit, right?
But didn't that already happen? Wasn't social media, especially Twitter, found out that that's what they were doing?
Yeah.
And regarding another Biden member?
Yes. Who would that be? Who could that be? Anyway, so the Supremers have blocked in full a lower court ruling that would have curbed the administration's ability to communicate with social media companies about contentious content. Why should they? This is something the Supreme Court is 100% right on. I don't know what the vote was. What was the vote? Was it 6-3 or something? I see that. Something like that. They agreed to immediately take up the government's appeal, meaning it will hear arguments and issue a ruling on the merits in this term between now and next June. I find this troubling. There should be, in my mind, in my world, if I were king of the world, there would be... Who the hell do these people think they are?
Yeah.
That they want to remove social media? It's none of your business.
And that's the thing. It's less of a story that the Supreme Court is blocking this and more of the story that it was trying
Biden
to happen
wants
in the
it.
First place.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that is correct. This is a scary move on the part of these people. And if you don't think they're all about controlling dissent and controlling what you think... And controlling
the media? Who does that sound like?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody in this country that I want to vote for, frankly. This is the worst. One of the Missouri Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, said, quote, "This is the worst First Amendment violation in our nation's history. We look forward to dismantling Joe Biden's vast censorship enterprise." See, this is Susan Rice. This has got Susan Rice written all over it. Not so much Joe. I don't think Joe thinks these things through even. I don't think he gives a damn. But all the people who are around him, my sense of him is that he's a puppet. And maybe this isn't the place for this kind of discussion, but I find that this stuff is it's so intrusive, so un-American, so wrong that this should be even something that got to the Supreme Court. That even these people took credit for it in the administration. That's what was more troubling, that they got the balsam to stand up there and say, okay, we're going to curb freedom of speech.
Uh-huh. Absurd isn't even a strong enough word for this.
Yeah,
and that's my favorite word.
Is it absurd? Is it really?
Absurd. Oh, it's a great word.
Happy birthday today to listeners Daniel Mead, Dan Marion, Laura Zhang, Chris Casella. Good. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yay. Today is my oldest niece's 16th birthday.
Really?
Sweet 16.
Happy birthday to her. We sang happy birthday to my son, who has turned and gulp 47 this weekend. A picture on... did you like that picture of my two grandsons that were sort of figuring out they were playing... Miles and Miles, the older one, and Jasper.
They are so stinking cute. They look like brothers.
Oh yeah, they act like brothers. So on the right hand side is a garbage truck, and Jasper just figured out what it's all about. Garbage truck. That's what he calls it, and he points to it. So we were playing with that incessantly over the weekend. So it's kind of a cute picture. You want to check it out? All over our social media at Good Day Networks. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
When every dollar counts, hit those dollar stores. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You might have heard newscasters chuckle when Dollar Tree stores recently marked up some items to $1.25. But Dollar Tree and Dollar General and Family Dollar are still the best place to buy things that cost dollars more elsewhere. Next time you're at the drugstore, look at the price on the back of greeting cards there. And why pay more for picture frames, phone cables and chargers, and school and home office supplies? Santa will thank you for buying gift bags and wrapping paper at dollar stores. And because breakage happens, the price is right for wine glasses and martini glasses and other drinkware. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of it letting up, as the United States is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry says thousands have been killed in airstrikes since Hamas terrorists attacked civilians in Israel earlier this month. It should be noted Palestinian Health Ministry has given out inaccurate information during the conflict. Israeli tanks are on the border in numbers waiting for orders to launch a ground invasion into Hamas stronghold of Gaza. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson is a new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. Johnson became the party's latest nominee last night after three sessions of closed-door voting. Johnson must now get 217 lawmaker votes on the House floor to win the Speaker's gavel and become the second in line in the presidential succession. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Those apples, right? Went to the farmer's market with Sophie on Sunday, and I was buying apples, and she said, "Why are you buying?" To bring home, I stick them in my bag, and she said, "Why are you buying apples? You're from New England. There's a lot of great apples there. The apples this year are not that good here because of all the rain. The pulp of the apple is not sweet. It's not tasteful. It's just thick."
Oh.
Because there's so much water, it influences the way the apples taste. At least that was my experience so far in the last month or so. Usually by Labor Day, end of August, there's a few kinds of apples that are ready. And then Labor Day and then through September, they really become pronounced. And so I won't eat a store-bought apple. I have an Apple every day of my life, and I go to various, there's some of the orchards around here that have bins, and they can keep the, they have coolers, they can keep the apples crisp and fresh through the winter and into the spring. So that's where I get my apples.
Oh, and they just sound delicious.
Yeah, well, the stuff that came, that we found at the farmer's market, this is the holly, no, this is not the holly, this is... well, it's on Melrose. Yeah, it is kind of the Hollywood Farmer's Market. And so they have these great apples that don't look perfect. That's what I like about them also. They're, you know, some of the stuff you buy in the store, it's all got that shiny stuff on
it.
When you
go to wash it and you actually feel the wax that's
coated. Yeah, the wax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they spray it like they spray the wax on your car.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through the car wash, that's the apple wash.
Yeah, and some people are just like, well, just peel the, get the peel off the apple, eat the inside. The peel has the best nutrients. Come on.
It does. Like the potato, the best part of the potato is the skin. So anyway, that's just some food for thought as you move into the fall season. Look for those great apples. There's a saying, and most of us have heard it, and maybe most of us have used it. You snooze, you lose. But things are not necessarily that black and white these days. I have said that many times on this program. You miss, what is the old expression? You miss a minute, you miss a lot. Well, there is some research out this week that finds that snoozing, that is clicking your alarm clock. So if you have to have, I don't usually need an alarm. Once in a while, we've I'm usually awake before the alarm like I was this morning. But some days, we've had a few incidents where I have, for whatever the reason, just kind of gone off. And there are, we always do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you find that warm pocket, comfy spot.
Oh, yeah. A couple of pillows you're wrapped around you. Yeah, it's wonderful. So anyway, back to the research. Finds that snoozing maybe not always using an alarm clock, in other words, letting yourself sleep a little bit longer, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get better sleep, that you're going to be, that you will benefit from that extra couple of minutes, right? We all turn the alarm clock off and, okay, just give me a couple more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, and so, anyway, there's a study, there are actually a couple of them, involving 1,700 adults. 70% of participants reported sometimes snoozing or setting the alarm clock again. The average snooze time was 20 minutes. The most common reason for hitting the snooze button included being too tired to wake up, wanting to wake up more slowly, waking up more softly, and some just said it simply feels good.
Well, but, like, think about this. Even people who have a hard time falling asleep, when you are asleep and something wakes you up, like your alarm,
yep,
and you hit the snooze button, you can easily fall back asleep because you're not truly 100% awake.
Awake.
You're still kind of like,
right,
you're awake, but you're not fully awake. So you're more easily getting back into that sleep, and you can drift into that deeper sleep.
Right.
And then when you are waking up, you're waking up in a deeper part of your REM cycle rather than the softer or the lighter part of your REM cycle, even though you're not, like, fully into it yet. There has been enough time, but it's enough to, like, really just make you groggy and your face hurt and you feel foggy, and it's kind of like you feel worse than if you had just woken up.
Yeah, cool. All right, anyway,
cool.
It's cool. It is cool. A Milwaukee comic book shop looking to sell a rare copy of its the first appearance of Spider-Man, Spidey. Collector's Edge is the shop. They've acquired a copy of Amazing Fantasy number 15, the comic book written by Stan Lee, who's probably the most iconic of all of the comic writers, don't you think? This particular copy was published in 1962. And anyway, it's the photos of this. It's just a big to-do. Another one of these things that amazing people with amazing amounts of money spend amazing. There was a near-perfect copy that sold a couple of years ago at an auction in Texas for $3.6 million. This is a perfect copy. So they think it could go for, I don't see a number attached to it. Some people say
the Google permit was $35,000.
Yeah, but how does that relate to the one that was sold for $3.6 million? I don't get that. What's the why would there be such less of a surfer? Yeah, I don't either. Anyway, I'd bring it up because it just is so. It seems so
number
amazing.
15. The amount. I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. the different copies of the different ones. I'm not sure. What mm-hmm. is this? Is just the first appearance of Spider-Man?
Maybe.
But yeah. And I always find it fascinating. Whoever originally buys a lot of this stuff, maybe you think, oh, this could be worth a lot of money someday, but you never really know. And then, I don't know, just the stress of making sure you keep it in mint and pristine condition on the off chance that it does become truly worth something.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly. All right, the Chevron Oil Company has bought Amerada Hess. Okay, sit down. Wait till you hear the number. You ready? This is another oil company buying another. It's like when Exxon bought Mobil, and they spent, it was like $5 or $6 billion 35 years ago. It's peanuts. Chevron is paying Amerada Hess $53 billion for their production, their offshore drilling. They've got an oil shale play in North Dakota. They're drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. They're drilling in Thailand. They're drilling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to grow production this way, and it'll mean you'll pay more money for your gas sooner or later. It's amazing. The Hess family started this kid. I think he's the grandson, fellow who's the chairman now of the CEO of Hess, John Hess. I believe he's the grandson of the founder of the Amerada Hess. It's a huge company, but you didn't really know it existed, and it kind of went back into. They sold off the gas station. Remember, there used to be a lot of. I don't know if they did where you were, but
yeah,
where
I'm
I was,
not familiar with it.
A lot of
mm-hmm.
Hess. It's like sort of a regional. Getty was regional for a while. Gulf Oil is still regional where I am. And what it points to is there's another announcement was made this week. I was just talking about ExxonMobil. They're buying Pioneer Natural Resources for $60
billion. Right.
Right? I mean, look at these numbers. They're nuts. And they'll all be, the assets get blended in. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, all the refineries work for all of the companies. So when you go into Brand X, you think that you are buying different gasoline than at Brand Y. No. It all comes out of the same refinery. All gasoline is the same. Sometimes there are additives that are added to a particular brand that they can use to promote. But if you think you're buying better quality gas, you're paying, let's say you think you're a loyalist to Mobil, and you because they're always 10 cents more than everybody else any place they are. So you're paying 10 cents more, it's better quality. Mm-hmm. Nonsense.
The difference is in the store part itself of the gas stations.
Yeah, right. It's mm-hmm. the fact that, the guy down the street who's all by himself, has one long gas station, and he competes. We have one of these in Framingham, the lowest gas prices around. The guy says, he's a friend of mine, and I says, how much do you make on the gas? He said, 14 cents a gallon, because the average is about 40 cents. We were talking about this the other day. And so I said, why do you do it so cheaply? He says, because I want to be known as the least expensive gasoline in Framingham. And I use it as a loss leader. I sell lots of other things. People come in, get their cars serviced, yada, yada. There's a lot of, you can go to the car washes and get gasoline. Oftentimes it's a loss leader because they make the money. If they charge $19 for a car wash, I brought my car. I sent one of the cars out to California that I had here. And I went into the car wash yesterday with it. It was $19 because I wanted to get the wheels done and all that stuff. And then you figure out they recycle the water. They use the same water over and over and over and over and over again to wash the cars. And there's just one guy who's sloshing stuff on on your car. And they do, on average, a car a minute at those fast gas.
Well, especially because people think they're saving money because it's already there's already an upcharge. So if you get the gas and then purchase the car wash while you're at the pump, it's like, well, you're saving $1 or $2 rather than just purchasing the car wash, going through the car wash.
Yeah.
When that's not really the case when you do the math of it.
No, but you know what? It feels good.
Yes, because we like to save money, even if saving money means we're paying more.
Exactly. It's like going to BJ's for gasoline or Costco. I go in and I buy my gas at Costco on Washington in the marina. And there's always a line, but it's like 15, 20 cents less. So I go in there because I think I'm saving money. It's nonsense. I'm not saving any money. But it feels...
You saved money on the single product, but you bought way more stuff than you needed.
There's a great... on the History Channel, I woke up early Sunday morning and I was watching the History Channel, the story of the origins of Walmart, Sam's Club, Price Club, BJ's, Costco, how they all came out of the minds of the same two guys. Basically, all of those stores came from two guys who put the deals together and figured out how to make it all work. It's fascinating to, I think business like that and the origins of business are just fascinating to, you know, these are just regular people who have an idea. Most of the time they don't have any money and they get somebody to help to invest in them. And then oftentimes the people who invested made more money than the people who had the ideas. But it's fascinating to look at how much they mark up, like Costco, their markup's like 3% or something. Crazy. But there's so much volume there. Wow. Anyway, that's enough business talk. It's 48 after. This is Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Good Day Health portion of the Good Day program, Dr. Jack Stockwell has joined us, or I've joined him. Which is it? Am I joining you, or are
you? Oh, absolutely.
Joining me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, since you're a lot older than I am, I must be joining you.
Oh. My heavens, those are fighting words. We're friends.
Well, just a couple years.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Jack is a chiropractor, which is a certain kind of expertise that only a handful of people on the entire planet know how to do what he does. So he comes at us with that sense of knowledge, well-being is his focus. So either ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com, great place to go to find out how to maintain your well-being. And I was just looking at something the whole business between you, we have two doctors on Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Sometimes I like to ask you both the same question. And so this is advice, because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I believe. Isn't it? Yeah, it is this month.
Yeah,
isn't
October.
Pink. Yep. Yeah, right. So in your world, when people come to you and it's discovered that they have this problem, what do you tell them to do? How do you treat them? Is there something that you do that might help them? And what do you do if you can neutralize the fear that surrounds breast cancer?
I start off with the first question. Are you afraid of this?
Mm-hmm.
Because that puts them in one of two categories. If they say, yes, I'm scared to death, then there's one particular road we go down. And if the other one says, no, I'm not afraid of it at all. I just want to know what can I do about it. Mm-hmm. Then that's a different road. And if they are absolutely paralyzed with fear about this, you know, they're not going to do what I suggest that they do. I suggest they go ahead and follow the medical route.
Yeah, but
you'll follow the medical route.
But
if you're not afraid of this, then there is something you can do to fight it.
But the thing is that what a lot of people don't realize is that the stress of fear makes it worse.
Sure. That's why. Yeah. That's the question. Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're afraid of it, then you're going to be into a certain category. You might as well go ahead and follow the medical route of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery if necessary, whatever else.
Yeah.
If you're not afraid of it, there's some natural things that you can do to empower your own body's ability to destroy this.
How much of it is related to fat? How much of breast cancer is...
Bad fats, seed oils, canola oil, soybean oil, all the horrible oils that have come into the marketplace, margarine, Crisco, this kind of stuff. They're just terrible, terrible fats that pollute and hurt the fat tissue of the breast
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to really good stuff, the stuff that Mother Nature made. You know, the essential fatty acids, fish oils, butter, this kind of stuff.
We were just talking
It was there before heart disease. Heart disease is a product of the last century. It wasn't there before the 1900s.
So cancer is a result of being fat, but heart disease is too.
No. A result of being fat?
No, having fat in your system.
Bad fats, having bad fats in the system. Not good fats, bad fats.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I noticed that you had done some research on butter, good butter, and how is there such a thing anymore? I think there is, the good dairy butter.
Yeah, you want the butter that comes from grass-pastured cattle.
Right.
You don't want the commercial stuff. You want the stuff that came from grass-pastured cows.
So how do we relate heart disease, as you just said, and all of these things? Heart disease, cancer, kind of a product of the last 150 years or so. Butter was replaced by margarine, and that was a complete disaster, was it not?
Yes. Well, you know, prior to 1920, heart disease was extremely rare, and we know that because of the medical journals. And then between 1920 and 1960, the normal or average butter consumption per adult dropped from 18 pounds a year to 4 pounds a year. So it doesn't take a PhD in statistics to conclude that butter is not the cause. Butter is full of so many natural nutrients that actually protects us from heart disease.
Anything that comes from a mammary gland that's connected to real milk, as butter is, butter and cream, good ice cream, is going to be actually good for you. It's not going to be bad for you. I know it sounds...
Well, the source was Mother Nature.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Good day, Health Time, 59 after the hour.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.